Doug Racine spent more than 30 years in state government, as a state senator, as lieutenant governor, and most recently as the secretary of the Agency of Human Services. Governor Peter Shumlin removed Racine from that position last summer, but he has continued to work in state government, just not in his state. He's got a contract with the American Public Human Services Association in Washington, D.C., and Racine reaches out to newly appointed human services secretaries and leaders in other states to help them navigate the challenges of running a large government agency. Doug Racine joins us now to talk about that work and what he's seen about how Vermont is tackling child protection as he's been watching from the sidelines. Welcome back to Vermont Edition. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Jane.
So in reaching out to these officials in other states who have just taken on this large role heading up what, at least in Vermont, is the largest agency in state government, what do you talk to them about other than trying to get them on board with your organization?
Well, that's my job, to get them interested in the organization and show them how the organization can help them. The organization, the American Public Human Services Association, was very helpful to me in my job, particularly when I was new and working my way through some of the management and organizational issues as well as the policy issues. What I'm finding is they're grappling with pretty much the same issues in their states that we have been in Vermont. Child protection is certainly an issue. There have been major tragedies in many of these other states. It's not unusual to see these things happen. But they're also struggling with their various management issues. They're looking for better ways to provide services to families, much as we have been doing here in Vermont for a number of years, trying to better integrate services around families to help families be stronger and better protect their children. They all have computer IT, information technology issues that they're struggling with. Some have been running their own exchanges, some have not. But most of them are dealing with that, with very old computer systems, just as we are here in Vermont. And they're trying to modernize their systems as well. And then they're dealing with the issues like budget issues and increasing poverty and homelessness. Vermont is not an island. Vermont is very much a part of the national scene. And I'm finding these folks are, most are new to government, and they're trying to figure out how they can be effective in dealing with the issues that we're facing throughout the country.
So what do you tell them on that score? I mean, if they're new to government and suddenly reeling with all of these challenges and they're trying to run this huge agency, how do you help?
I start by talking about defining where they want to go. What happens to most new we call them CEOs, for lack of a better term, because they're secretaries, they're commissioners, they're directors, and all of that. But they start off usually in January and February. They're in the middle of a legislative session. They're dealing with the crises of the moment and the budget issues. And most of them wait until after the legislative session to catch their breath. And that's when I think I and others in the organization can be most helpful. Define where you want your organization to go. If all you're trying to do is keep your head above water and dealing with the crises of the day, whether they're internal or external, you never figure out where you want to go. So define what you want your organization to look like. For me here in Vermont, it really was about integrating services. We deliver services in very siloed ways. That's not unusual. But we have a structure in Vermont that is different from most states, and that we have an agency that encompasses six departments. Most states, they struggle with that because the what would be in Vermont's Agency of Human Services might be divided up in two, three, even a half dozen different agencies and departments of state government. So they're really working at trying to get out of just service delivery in a silo and move to building plans around families so you can help them get ahead. Very similar to what I talked about when I was secretary, which was changing the name of the agency from the Agency of Human Services, which are means to an end, to the Agency of Human Development, helping people get ahead. And that's something that I would hope that the legislature would focus on. I know the agency is continuing to work on that, to try to get better outcomes for people and provide more assistance, particularly for children.
So when you, you're just starting to work with these leaders in other states, but do you have anecdotes from your own tenure that you rely on that you think either I did that great or here's a lesson, here's what not to do?
Well, I tell them they need to be aware of all the various constituencies and stakeholders around them. It's not only your staff and the people who are working for you. Obviously, it's the governor's office, which has a lot to say about people and their jobs. Has to do with the legislature. the various community partners that in human services every state works with. It's about advocacy groups. It's about the media and really focusing on your relationships. One I talked to said that that was her top priority, was to rebuild relationships because the department she's heading had developed a bad reputation and people weren't very confident in the work that they were doing. And this commissioner is saying, you know, this is the work we have to do, and I want people to have confidence. So it's about relationship building, too.
We're talking with Doug Racine. He's the former secretary of the Agency of Human Services. And Doug, I know that you've been watching a bill that's been moving through the legislature here in Vermont about child protection. It's passed the Senate. It's now moving through the House. What's your view on it?
My view is they're dealing with a very difficult issue. It's coming off the tragic deaths of two toddlers last year that we all know too much about, I'm afraid, because it was such a horrific incident, both horrific incidents here in Vermont. But I think the struggles are evident in the legislation. But the bill that passed the Senate was mostly focused on what happens after the fact. It's a heavy focus on the criminal justice system, redefining crimes, making a felony in some cases when something goes wrong and somebody should have known.
Yes, there's a provision in the bill that would codify a new crime for somebody who's in a position to recognize when a child is being abused or neglected and fails to do so, fails to come forward, and should have known. There is now a crime that can be attached to that.
That's correct, and that's been the most controversial piece of it. And the House Human Services Committee is struggling with that. I happen to believe that would not be particularly helpful, particularly when the legislation has passed the Senate does not deal with the number one issue that the various reviews pointed at, and that was staffing levels and the caseloads, the number of families each individual social worker has. You have to recognize that these are intense personal interactions. You can't be more efficient with better technology, although that would help in some cases. But you really need to have enough social workers to work with the families and see them often enough to understand what's going on in that family. All the reviews pointed to that, and yet I have heard no discussion out of the legislature about adding new positions. In fact, the caseloads right now for the workers at the DCF are actually higher than they were at this time last year when both of these deaths occurred.
And more staffers were added.
More staffers were added. Yes, the governor, with legislative support, added a number of positions last fall and after all of these reviews came out. But the fact is, we've seen a major increase in the number of children coming into custody. We've seen a major increase in the number of reports to DCF of suspected abuse and neglect, all of which require investigation. We've seen increasing drug abuse problems. I talk anecdotally with some of the workers there. They're pointing at the fact that drug abuse was involved, at least in one of the deaths last year. So they're seeing an increase in the number of cases. So the fact, even though you have, in fact, added a number of workers, they aren't keeping up. And that's, I think the money is there. If it's a priority, it should be there. And I can be somewhat critical right now because I watch the legislature and they're finding money to clean up Lake Champlain, which is certainly a priority for us. They're finding money to deal with the cost shift on health insurance, and that's certainly important too. They're finding money for other priorities, job creation, all of which are important to Vermont. But where is the importance of children on the agenda there? And after this is a year old now, and perhaps it's fading from memory, but I hope they will focus on what did happen and why it happened, a variety of reasons. But if they aren't addressing the number one issue, I think they are failing Vermont's kids.
That's Doug Racine. He's the former secretary of the Agency of Human Services. He now works with the American Public Human Services Association in D.C., helping newly appointed human services CEOs. Doug, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.